and left much of it to rot. You know, they've taken the best for themselves, the fat of the flock, and given the people which they have tread under their feet in the mire. I'm making allusions to the book of Ezekiel. I think it's, what, chapter 32 with the shepherds? You find it. The lords of God's heritage. The lords of the flock. Verse 5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. The thing is, like, elders also carry themselves in humility. There's ways in which, you know, that's the thing. Jesus said he washed the feet of his disciples that he could be an example, because he's Lord of all. And there he's washing their feet. It's kind of amusing that, you know, sometimes some religious leaders, I think the Pope, I don't know if he still does this, but in the past, I think they do. They still pick out people that he'll go and wash their feet. But that, to me, is just a pathetic sort of mockery. It's like, I'll do the ritual of feet washing, but when it comes to just being there for people, well, he's too important for that. You know, most of the time, he remains sequestered in his little golden city over there. And throughout most of history, that office has been a source of much ungodliness and wickedness. I know I offend every Catholic at that, but not every Catholic. Some people will know the truth. Someone was, you know, I had read something that says, you know, that they claimed, a book that had claimed that the Catholic Church was, through the Pope, was responsible for more blood than all the Roman emperors in the arenas. Specifically, to, you know, the persecution of certain districts which were harboring heretics, in which there was a crusade actually against Christians that is little talked about in France. And that, you know, many, many tens of thousands died. Okay. Well, I guess I was not present, but I'd heard of this through my brother, is that he denied that. He said, well, the church is only responsible, you know, the Catholic Church is only responsible for, the number is really only about 1,200. Only 1,200 people killed unjustly by the church. How, that changes everything. Only 1,200 people put to death by the church. What if your church had only put to death 1,200 people? You know, every other year, Catholic Church has been around for, well, they'd like to say almost 2,000 years, but really it's a lot less than that for them. As far as, that, you know, they didn't really start getting into that kind of stuff. You know, let's say in the past 1,000 years, they only put 1,000 people to death. You know, just one a year. Is that acceptable? Well, you know, in that sort of thing, you know, it's like, When a big machine starts grinding its gears, it's only natural that some meat would get caught up in it and chopped up in it, and yeah, whatever. What a pathetic defense. Only a couple thousand. As if any number would be, you know, acceptable. Christ had only murdered a few people himself. I mean, just, what, two or three in his lifetime? You know. There is no eternal life in that church because there's no eternal life. A murderer has no eternal life abiding in him. Now, not to say a murderer can't come to Christ and be forgiven, but I'm just saying that organization, it's not a person. It's an earthly thing. It's a power. It's one of these principalities and powers we make war against in the spirit. It is contrary to God. It cannot be reconciled to God. It is the enemy of God. As are all its children. There'll be those denominations, the Lutherans, etc., etc., etc. I've gotten away from this word here. I don't know exactly how. I guess we could go back and look, but I'm not going to bother with it. But look, submit yourself. Well, I guess because, you know, yeah, he makes a show of submitting himself. But we all submit ourselves, you know. That's why a minister, we call Christian leaders ministers because they're supposed to be servants. They serve. But they all, you know, these days, they just serve in the way they want to serve. We serve one another in manifold ways. You know, we submit ourselves to the other. You know, one way a leader can submit himself to the congregation is by being available to someone who needs counsel. Being available. That's a form of submission. You're letting that person importune you. You know, inconvenience you. A lot of times I've tried to talk to pastors and had this feeling like they just really want to get away from me as quickly as they can. I left because I thought, yeah, people listening to me are probably thinking, yeah, we know why. Be clothed with humility. Humility is a garment that we put on in Christ. And how are you that are accustomed to pride going to become humble? With man it is not possible, but with God nothing is impossible. He resists. He is in opposition. He is the enemy of the proud. Pride is sin. But he gives his grace to humble. So he says, therefore, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. We have to submit ourselves to God as we submit ourselves one to another. We submit ourselves to be exalted in due time. You know, but again, this doesn't mean we submit ourselves to everything. You know, like Paul was saying, there's these people come in preaching false gospels. He's like, I didn't give place to them by subjection, not for an hour, not for a moment of time. I did not subject myself to those people. And the ministers of darkness out there who preach the false gospel on television, radio, and in the churches every weekend, I will submit to them, no, not for 1 hour. They are not my elders. They are not even my brethren. They are my enemies. I love my enemies. The way I love my enemies is not the way I love my brethren, obviously. Submit yourself to your enemies? No, 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 no. Submit yourselves to the enemies of God, you know, let them have their say. I mean, some people would like to view Christianity like that. I get letters from people who say, you know, why do you take such a, you know, why do you have such animosity towards other people with different, why don't you just,